Hey Karen, Bess, this is Lindsay. Responding to the podcast thing you sent about blanket permit, or not blanket permission, just about getting permission to podfic. Bess sent it to me like Wednesday night, like Thursday, or Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. And I actually woke up at like 3:30 and listened to it then. And I almost responded right away, but it was like 4:30 by the time I finished listening. And I was like, I'm not going to be coherent. Also, I have class tomorrow. So I've been sitting on it and I've been thinking about it. And I wanted to re-listen to it so I could jot down notes as I listen so I could respond to them specifically. And unfortunately, with PodAware, it's taken me until today to be able to do that. I know you sent this to a bunch of other people, and I don't know what responses you've got since then, but I guess my first thing to say is thank you for including me in this conversation. I definitely want to be a part of it. That said, I'm not entirely sure what it is that you're proposing that we do, but the guesses that I've made of your proposals, I don't think I'm really comfortable with what you're suggesting. Yeah. So I'm just gonna kind of work my way through the notes that I made and respond to things roughly in the order that you said them. Power imbalances. Wow, that was not a specific note. So, Kara, you had said that you had hoped that blanket permission would make you feel better, but instead you're kind of just, like, upset and sad because people were saying things in their blanket permission that you're like, you don't even know what you're talking about. So, in that regards, like, the suggestion of having a meta post talking about, you know, things to consider when giving blanket permission, I think that's a great idea. And in fact, I almost started writing it the minute I heard you guys talking about it. So that's something I would be willing to do to try and help. And because the things that you felt, I've also felt. When I've seen people, because I read a lot of BP statements starting that list, and then I don't maintain it as heavily now, but like adding names to that list, you see a lot of things that you're just kind of like, oh, you don't even know what you're saying. And especially, like, I'm assuming that part of this is from the Glee list that Kara started. A good position in that would be just to respond to those authors going, hey, I don't know if the reasons, like, say in the case of repotting, or you could be like, hey, I don't know if you mentioned that this had been recorded again because you're actually against having two copies, or if you think you're protecting the original podficker. But most podfickers, or the Clement podfic fandom these days, is that the more the merrier. So do you really want that to be part of your blanket permission? Which I know is a lot of work and a lot of effort on our side, but I think if you actually bring these things to people's attention, it would help. And I mean, that would certainly be something that I would put in the meta that could be useful to, like, in the future when people are making blanket permission lists, they can be like, and hey, maybe you want to read over this first. And I think another side that I would probably want to include in that meta would be advice for, or maybe it'd be a separate piece of meta, I'm not sure, but advice for podfickers dealing with authors that maybe they've said something that kind of implies they don't know much about podfic fandom, or, you know, just talking points of talking back to an author of, like, I know I coached, like, Night Tracer. She had, I think last year for PodAware, or maybe Podfic Bingo, I'm not sure, one of my comms, she was doing a repod of something, and she intentionally wanted to do a repod because she was trying an accent for it. And when she went and asked the author said no, And I kind of coached her, and I'm like, well, maybe you can follow up and ask her why, and, you know, explain about repotting. And the author had entirely, the reason why they had said no was because they thought repotting wasn't a thing. And she was able to talk, like, go back to the author and get a yes out of that. And I think having information out there for podfickers to be like, hey, you're, rather than taking things at face value, own the fact that you know more about this than the author, and maybe offer to talk about it or educate them or, you know, start that dialogue that later on Kara's talking about how she really wants. Because I think there's a lot of people that'll just take it and be like, oh, and then feel sad and walk away. Would maybe if that conversation did happen, things could be resolved better, or at least people might feel happier with the answer that they get. I know that one of the things that bothered me the most for the longest about the situation I got into with London Drowning, where I had to take my podfic down, it was because I didn't know why she said no. Because if I had known why she didn't want podfic, I maybe could have engaged her and talked to her about it and maybe changed her mind. But as it was, I didn't feel I was in a position to ask, like, to question, because I was already the one that looked to be in the wrong. But I think most podficers do have a bit, like, it's not going to come back quite that strongly, where you can, you know, maybe open it up and be like, hey, okay, I'll respect your opinion, but do you mind me asking why? Is there anything I can do to maybe address the concerns that you have? That might be something useful for podfickers to have, which I know is not fitting in the short-term solution that you guys will want. It's more one of the long-term, just slowly changing the landscape to make things better, but I don't know, that's something I'm willing to do, is start those meta posts and have those conversations. What? Guerrilla warfare, revolution versus slow burn long term. Okay. I am really skeptical that guerrilla, like this revolution, would work at all whatsoever. I don't have any faith that it would, because especially using words like revolution and like some of the fighting words that are being used here, the minute it turns into a battle, I don't think it's gonna work. The minute we turn it into a battle, I think it's over. Because yeah, authors have more power than us. They just do. By sheer numbers alone, even if, like, podficker to author, there was equal balance, which I don't think there is, the sheer number of authors has us on the losing side of that. And I think if we try and do things and you piss some people off, on a large scale, I need to add in the on the large scale, you end up with people that are just like, I'm just thinking of historically when I've seen people decide like, fuck this, fuck convention, I'm gonna change things and do things my way. Generally what happens is the people that do that get ostracized and basically booed out of fandom. And the rest of fandom becomes really paranoid. And even if that original person had a point, had a good point, that it gets lost in everyone's anger and indignation at them. And you end up with people doing extremes. Like, if you want people to think about podfic, starting a revolution on it probably isn't going to be the way to do it. Because you're going to get, like, the people that actually do read about it and be angry over it, and they're going to meta about it, and they're going to have, like, friends. It'll be like, I don't really know what's going on, but apparently podfic equals bad. So you're going to have people that are like, I don't really know what's going on, but apparently I want to steer clear of it. And you just turn those people off before you get started. And I don't think there's anything that we could do that could be so widespread that it would turn all authors against us. Like, that's kind of, I think that's impossible, but it could make things really uncomfortable for a pretty long time in certain fandoms. So, I don't know. I'm more of a fan of, like, the slow burn, hopeful... And I'm not someone who's good with short-term or long-term goals. Like, I suck at them. So that's a lot coming from me. I think there's ways that we can step that up, which I'll probably get into later. I think we can step up the efforts that we're doing to bring Podfic and make us more comfortable with the situations that we're in. But I don't know if a revolution is the way to go about it. I'm sorry. Okay, actually, my next point, I also want to put in here, like I said earlier, that I'm not entirely sure what it is that you want to do. I also feel the need to say that while I know Kara announced that she was going to be changing her stance on asking for permission, I don't actually know what she was changing it to. So I feel like I'm missing that part of the conversation. So I could be making completely wrong assumptions here. The only thing that I got was that she was asking for blessing instead of permission, but I didn't really get the nuances of that change. So, but one of the points that kind of came from this was doing podfics of older works that you just can't get permission on. I actually think that's a great idea, and one of the things I think we could do to step up this, the speed of which we get to a happier place. Actually, the two things that I can think of besides meta, like that would be actual actions going forward, would be one, to, well, they're kind of connected. If you don't hear back, assume yes. There's podfickers that do that already. And it's one of the more common questions on, well, certainly the most common permission question on Podfic Tips, of people being like, so I want to record this, but the author doesn't appear to be around, or I didn't hear back from them. I know the situation with me and London Drowning, I think she was just being passive-aggressive. She fully acknowledges that she got the request for permission. She also fully acknowledges that she didn't respond to it. So she was being passive-aggressive in not responding. And, like, one of the names that that was added to the blanket no list on Fanlore was, I think, Smallville Rex, or maybe just SV Rex, or I'm not sure. But if you read the post where she gave a blanket no, she was really upset that someone had had recorded and posted without permission. And Anitsuno was like, well, FYI, I've asked you and you just never responded. So maybe if you responded, things like this wouldn't happen. And Anitsuno didn't go and post without a yes, but Svil Rex was like, well, blah, 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 you shouldn't have assumed that. So, you know, full on just taking silence as no is maybe the wrong way to go, but maybe being a little passive aggressive back is a little trick I use a lot at work, is saying, so I'm asking for permission, and maybe if they, when you do a follow-up email the second time going, I haven't heard back from you. If I don't hear back from you within X number of days, I'm going to assume that you're okay with it. And that will get the people that are being passive aggressive and saying no through silence to speak up. I mean, or to at least think about it or whatever, and just put something out there to say, like, look, if I don't hear back from you, these are the assumptions I'm going to make. And that will force people out of their whatever. And then you also have something to fall back on if they confront you with it later. You can be like, look, I told you I was doing this. You had a chance to say no. You didn't. That's what I did when I posted the Old Spice kink meme. Is because most of those were anonymous authors. I couldn't ask them. Or, like, I tried, but basically what I did was I'm like, this is what I'm doing. If you don't want to be a part of it, let me know by this date. Otherwise, it's happening. And I think that might be a good way to go about it. Other people have... I've seen discussions on Twitter lately of you know, just changing the wording of, instead of asking for permission, of being like, do you have a transformation policy? So I can, because I'm interested in doing podfic. Or instead of saying, can I podfic, say, can I post a podfic of your work? Because I don't think you need to ask to make the podfic, but there are distribution rights inherent in creating something, and we don't want to go against that. So if we can subtly change the way we ask for permission and follow through on it and get enough people doing it, I think that can speed up. Even if it'll bring a little bit of wank, especially if you're doing the, like, so if I don't hear back from you, I'm doing it anyways, I think that can bring about some wank, but I think it's a smaller step that can get us to a happier place quicker that isn't all out war. What else do I have here? KLB, a lot of people are fine with the way things are. Yeah, Kara had said that a lot of people are fine with the way things are, and I think that is very true, and I think that's something that... Sorry, I'm shifting positions. I think that's very true, and I think that's something that shouldn't be ignored. There's a lot of people that don't find it hard to ask for permission. It's just a thing that they do. Like, I don't actually find it that hard, personally, to ask for permission. I can sometimes find it frustrating. I don't find it hard. There's people that, like, you know, especially listening to the Pod-Aware podcast this week, I think it was K-Town? I don't even remember, but someone was, like, talking about how when they started, like, when they sent the request for permission, they've had wonderful conversations with the author that changed how their podfic was made for the better. And so sometimes for some people, asking for permission or contacting that author is something desirable rather than a hindrance they have to deal with. I don't think that's the majority of people. I certainly don't. I think most people would, you know, be happy to not have to ask for permission. But I don't think there's... And of the people that... Like, I think words. There's a lot of people that are maybe uncomfortable with the situation as it is now, but don't think it should change. Like, Danielle, when she was saying that, like, she was auditioned, like, when everyone was like, oh my god, you got auditioned before they gave permission? She was like, yeah, I kind of thought that was perfectly fine. I didn't have any problems with it. And she's not the only one who thinks that way. Like, I know on the resource that we made on Amplificathon about, you know, authors that you might want, or things, information about authors you might want to be aware of, there's at least one person who was like, well, if the author doesn't want you to make podfic, why would you even bother? Because to them, and CM... like, 2 weeks ago, whatever, was expressing similar opinions. Like, if the author doesn't want it, why would you bother? Because to them, to those people, the author is maybe their biggest audience. So, I don't think there's as many people in this situation as maybe we think there are. And there's maybe people that are like, yeah, I wouldn't mind if it changed, but it doesn't bother me so much that I feel the need to change it. That's mostly where I'm at, personally. So I think the thing that has me the most confused and the most like, oh god, this is going to end in tears on our side, is when you're talking about having it be opt-out instead of opt-in. I'm not really sure how you were planning to enforce that. Like, do you want to have, like, an alternate list than a BP list where it's just, like, everyone give their thoughts and just only contact authors off that list? Or are you just saying, like, in general, there will be a list, or, you know, people are expected to have something in their profiles, and if they don't specify something in their profiles, the default assumption will be permission? Because let me tell you, there's nothing fandom hates more than opt-out lists. I have seen relatively minor opt-out lists reach the epic level of wanks of, like, ship wars. Of just, like, oh my god, this is insane, over something that, like, in the grand scheme of things, isn't going to affect people's lives. So, like, having people have to opt out in order to not be podficked is just gonna end in tears. Oh my god. So, I mean, I could totally be misunderstanding how it is you want this opt-out thing to work, but, like, as I understood it, I don't think it would work at all. And if anything, you're gonna have people opting out just because they don't want to have to deal with it, rather than because they've thought about it. If you want people to think about it, this is not the way to go about it. This is the opposite of how to go about it, in my opinion. And what you're gonna end up with is, like, you know, back in the day, it was a big thing to just archive without permission, or have, like, implications of permission, like, if you post here, you will be archived. And that's what led to the, like, huge change where suddenly every fic anywhere was saying, don't archive. Even though those archives were often super incredibly useful, and they weren't full out just taking people's works without consent, or without, like, sometimes with maybe without informed consent, but, like, people and readers found having those archives super useful, but authors were just like, I don't want to have to deal with it, no archiving ever, which is ultimately what ended, is how we ended up in this position of having to ask to post podfic, because we're archiving, and that there are fandom rules that you can't do that without permission. So I think, yeah, having an opt-out list will have the opposite of effect of what we want, in my opinion. And like I said, I can be completely misunderstanding how you expect this to work. So more details would be useful for me. Talk to authors and give option to say no, but don't ask to say yes. Do you mean that, I don't remember who said that, was that meant when you're contacting an author for quote-unquote permission, to just say, like, is that KLB's new stance on how she's going to go about asking about podfic, is to not ask for permission, but only give them a chance to say no? I would like more details on that. And at one point, I think it was Kara was listing off problems that she saw, and two of them were authors who say no for shitty reasons and authors who don't respond. And yeah, I think dialogues are the way to deal with those things. Or, like, you know, the authors who don't respond, I kind of already talked about. Maybe contacting them with a time limit to say, if I don't hear back from you, this is what I'm going to assume. That would get some of the non-responders to respond if they're actually seeing it. And the authors who say no for shitty reasons, I mean, I think it, like I had mentioned, having more meta on how to start dialogues or have dialogues with authors could really help with that. If someone says no and the podficker feels empowered enough to go back to them and be like, okay, can we talk about this? I'll respect your no if that's how you really feel, but maybe I can offer some reassurances or share some information. Which, yes, the onus is on us, but I kind of feel like you're not going to be... Some of the impression that I got from that meta that you two had was that you're tired of the onus being on us, that you want authors to either step up or step out. And I just, as much as I would like that too, I think it's really unreasonable, and I don't think it's ever going to happen, because people only have so much time. Fandom is such a huge thing, and the amount of things that people could possibly do with a fic are limitless. Podfic's a very common one, but it's not the only one. And expecting people to know all those things and have contingency plans for them and do research into the culture, like, that's just not going to happen. It's just not. And people are going to make assumptions, and all you can do is try and be clear. All you can do is respond when those things happen. It's shitty, but I think that's reality. And so it's always, the onus is always going to be on us to be like, to be the one pushing for more. To be like, okay, this is what you're, like, can we have a discussion about your assumptions? Can we have a discussion about why you're giving this answer? Maybe I can offer reassurances. Or maybe, you know, you'll decide it's not worth it and you'll walk away without that discussion. Or maybe you'll decide, like, you'll have the discussion and it will anger you, and then you'll warn other podfickers to not talk to that author. Like, really, but I don't foresee another option, realistically. If we, like, try and force authors to be aware of us, what they're going to do is they're just going to be like, stay away from me, because I don't have time, and I don't, like, yes, there's going to be some that will take the time, and they'll learn, and they'll do what we hope, but I don't think that'll be the majority. I think the majority will either ignore it, and then get angry later if we, like, go against, if we do something to their work without talking to them, or they're going to be people who are like, I don't want to be in this situation, just no, and we're going to get a ton of blanket no's. Of people that might have said yes had we talked to them about it personally. And, like, really, of the hundreds of thousands of authors out there, most of them, the existence of Podfic is never going to influence them at all whatsoever. It's never going to even come into play in their life. So expecting them to know about it for the, like, one in a million chance that a podficker might want to podfic their thing, it's just not reasonable. It's just not. Where am I on this list? Angry authors making blanket no, but may not if they can express themselves. Which, yeah, okay, that was something I think Kara had said. That I just discussed. And from the context in which Kara said it, I think she was talking about having a meta conversation publicly before Podfic fandom changes how they do things. The problem with that is, like I said, there's so many authors out there that this might potentially affect who won't know about the conversation happening, even if we leave it open and put it in places that authors might stumble across. We just can't put it in all the places because that's impossible. And any decisions that are reached from that moving forward are going to affect those people that didn't even know the conversation happened. Which, that's not to say we can't come up with norms, but we just have to have a, like, we can't assume that people are going to know about them without us telling them. Like, I don't walk into a situation where I assume an author knows what it is I'm talking about, or knows even half as much about podfic as I do. Which is why, like, to the point where if I'm asking for permission, I will include a definition of what podfic is, unless I know for sure that the author knows what it is, if they've given blanket permission, or if for some reason I know they know what podfic is, but I make no assumptions, and I don't see how we can get away from that. Not yet. Not, like, podfic just isn't big enough. Blanket ask for permission list. I don't even really know what the point of a blanket ask for permission list is. Unless the assumption is that if they're not on that list, it's a blanket yes. Having a blanket ask, like, because right now people's assumptions are if there is no statement, we are to assume that we ask for permission. So having a list of, like, oh, make sure to ask us for permission first, it sounds like the only reason why you would have such a list is if you want to change what the default is. And I kind of think I've already made it clear my thoughts on changing that default. What else do I have here? Okay, I'm going to maybe go off the list of my notes for a little while. So there's some thoughts that occurred to me. One of the things that I kind of feel is a constant problem for podficers is that we try and compare ourselves, we try and compare our art and the acceptance of our art and what we do to fanfic. And I just don't think those are analogous. It makes sense that we make those comparisons because we're so close to fic. I don't think they're fair comparisons. One, because of the size of us, of the two different art forms compared to each other. Normalcy does matter. And two, the ages. I know you guys have been in podfic fandom as long as I, or not podfic fandom, have been in fandom as long as I have or longer. I don't know how much news this is to you, or maybe it's just a perspective that I had that maybe you didn't, or maybe you're not thinking about, I'm not sure. But fic fandom as it is today, and it's like very closely related predecessors, has been around for 50 years. Like, arguably, fanfic has been around as long as, like, people have been telling stories, because people very rarely come up with their own stories. They would build off other stories. But, like, you know, the term fanfic and what it is now has been around for at least 50 years. And they're at a very comfortable place right now in their ability to create, and their confidence in being able to create it without any concerns. But that has not always been the case historically. I mean, there were the times where it's like you had to know the person who knows a person who knows a guy to be able to even know that, like, to even get the fanfic. Like, specifically slashfic, but, like, fanfic in general. Like, it wasn't something that was easily accessible because, oh my god, if the powers that be knew about it, they would stop us. And that has happened. There have been situations where someone from the power that be has been like, I don't like this. I remember reading a discussion where the powers that be came out to say they didn't like a pairing, and I think it was specifically a slash pairing, that fans were writing, and basically everyone stopped writing it. It didn't exist. My roommate was saying that, like, when Anne Rice came out against fanfic, that fandom disappeared practically overnight. I wasn't there for it, I'm taking her word for it, but I certainly know there was not an Anne Rice fandom around when I joined fandom. And people would talk about the absence of one.
that was like one of my earliest fandom memories, with someone's being like, wait, you can't find Anne Rice fanfic. It just doesn't exist. When I did join fandom in 2004, people were still talking about the effects of X-Files fandom, because Fox sent out a bunch of cease and desists, and a bunch of huge fandom resources shut down because of it. And, like, it killed the fandom for a long time. I think some of it's slowly reappearing, but, like, that's a fandom that most of it is lost forever. Like, the big important things just got lost because the powers that be were like, no, we don't want this. And yeah, there's always people that were like freaking out about like, what if I get a cease and desist? There are people outside my life who have control over, who know nothing about my art, who have control over whether or not I can even do it. And, you know, as podfickers, we kind of wish that authors would recognize that they're being asshats when they say no. That they're exerting that control over us that the powers that be do in their ignorance. And we would hope that they would catch the similarities and not be a dick. But most of them don't. They're not thinking that way. Just last night, when I was doing looking through tweets to retweet for Podfic, someone was going on about, like, God, I don't get how you can be a transformative artist but say no to other people transforming their work. And that person's friend jumped in going, God, those people are such dicks and deserve to die, and like just started railing on them, and specifically E.L. James or whatever the 50 Shades of Grey author is. And just was, like, dumping on them. And then the friend was like, well, actually, I was talking about Podfic and getting permission to Podfic. And that friend that had, like, had such vitriol for 50 Shades of Grey author and other people that do stuff like that was, like, suddenly was like, but of course Podficers would ask for permission. Like, they just don't see the similarities, and having more discussions about that, changing our terminology from let's not ask for permission to Podfic, let's ask for permission to distribute, I think that can help maybe bring those analogies forward so people realize what it is that they're doing. But in the end, I don't think that's going to happen that fast. Oh, and one thing that I was going to say before, the current mindset that fandom has of, like, I'm gonna do my fanfic, fuck anyone else, that was a really definite shift in mentalities that I noticed with the OTW, when suddenly we had a legal defense fund and we're like, fuck you, if you don't want fanfic, we'll just write even more of it because it is transformative and it is legal and we can do it, fuck you. And the OTW is only 5 years old. So, of the, like, 50 years that fandom's been around, 45 of those, people had varying degrees of, oh my God, what if I have to take my work down on the whim of someone who doesn't understand my art? So my whole point in that conversation is just that we're not unique in that. And fandom has to work for it. They have to be in their own advocate. They have to talk about it and make people understand, and sometimes make bold steps, but it's a build-up and it's long-term, and I don't think you can cheat that. I think we can cut corners because a lot of that work has already been done for other fan works, and we can draw comparisons and try and make people understand through things that they do, but I don't think that we're alone in the situations that we're in. That was also something that I picked up from the FFA wank that came out of the fanlore wank, was someone just made this offhand comment about, like, God, podfickers are such martyrs. And someone, like, followed up being like, yeah, but we get shat on like no one else. And the person's like, That's a lie. Other parts of fandom get shat on a lot. You know, it's not like, you know, furries are the butt of so many jokes. Of like, well, at least I'm not a furry. Or, like, they're doing something very similar. In some ways, the exact same thing as what the rest of fandom's doing. They're just doing it in a way that people, you know, give them the side-eyed for. Same with RPF. RPF can get shat on a lot when you're talking general fandom. I mean, the differences with those two groups being shat on is they can kind of keep it internal if they want, whereas by definition, Podfic kind of has to include other fan artists. Not by definition, but by practice at least. You almost always include an author who may or may not care. But, and I know none of these analogies that I'm talking about are perfect. I just kind of want to give it another perspective of like, you know, it's a shitty situation, but that's part of the shittiness of being the first wave of anything. We're the first wave of podfickers, really. We're the first ones really having these discussions and making it be heard and fighting for these things. And there's a lot of roadblocks in that way. And yeah, there's going to be burnout. And some days you just have to walk away from it. But that conversation's never going to stop. Because if it were, if you could have these conversations once and have things be fixed, think of all the social justice things that are so much more important in the grand scheme of things that have had millions of conversations about that just are still problems and have been problems for decades. Or longer, like centuries in some cases. Like, having the conversation can be tiring, but you just got to keep having it over and over and over again and take pride in the small victories that you make in the hopes that eventually there will be large victories. Because now I'm waxing poetic. I'm going to go back to that list of notes that I had made. Bess had mentioned if we had the right 10 people, we could make this happen. And later on, you discussed that there are people interested in the discussion, especially ones who have had shitty experiences, like FJ. I don't know if those are actually the allies that you have. I think people like Anitsuno, who's never really had a no, but she's just so afraid of getting one. I think she's what, like, people, and I, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think either of you have gotten a no, a straight out no. I think you've probably been ignored a bit. Actually, Bess was saying in one of her podcasts this week that she hasn't gotten a no. There's one person she just badgered enough that she finally got a hold of them. I don't know about you, Kara, so I could be making totally wrong assumptions here. But I think the people that are afraid of it happening are the ones that are most willing to fight to see that they never have to go through with it. As opposed to the people that have actually had this happen to them. Like FJ, I think she's just so burnt out from it, she wants to pretend it never happened. And she'll take, like, some measures to protect herself, but she just, I don't think she has the energy in her to try and fight this battle. I just don't think she does. Maybe you've heard back from her and she's proved me wrong, but the impression that I get from her is she just wants to, like, forget it and move on. I think of, I don't know, a month or two ago, someone had posted to Podfic Tips being like, so, I'm trying to get a hold of an author, I haven't heard back from them, can I Podfic anyways? And I had joined in the conversation being like, I think you can. Here are the risks that occur, here are the things that you are risking if you do that, but I think you should go ahead and do it anyways. And Podcath came out and was like, no, don't do it. It's not worth it. And she was fighting, like, we got into a fairly lengthy discussion about, you know, doing stuff like this because she just couldn't let go of the situation she had where that author rescinded their permission, where they had said yes and then they told her to take it down. And she had been so hurt by that that she was just like, avoid, 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 never get in that situation. Don't take those steps to challenge people. Take the steps to protect yourself. And I know, as someone who had to take a podfic down because it was made without full permission, you guys both know the story, but and that I was actually talking about that the other day with my roommates, where I was kind of like, and I don't care about that. Then I stopped and I'm like, but I did for a long time. Like, I'm fully over it. I don't think it's something, like, it's not something I think about very often. Sometimes I forget it even happened to me. But for years after that, it weighed heavily on me, where I was nervous about it and I was hurt about it. And I carried that baggage with me. And it changed me. Even though it's not something that bothers me anymore, it still changed me. Where, you know, I can't tell people, full disclosure, just go ahead and do this. Like, go ahead and post without permission. It'll be fine. Because I know it's not, it might be fine. It probably will be fine if they've really left fandom. But it might not be, and that's a shitty situation to be in. And so I can't ever even if I forget it actually happened to me, the echo of that memory still comes through in my actions all the time. There's at the mercy of authors, better at running our lives, think than we are controlling our art. They don't, so Kara had at one point gone on a bit where she's like, we're at the author's mercy. They think they're better at running our lives, ruling our art than we are, and they don't care enough. And I think that's a really disingenuous thing to say. Because, yeah, they might not care about our art at all, but they care about their art. They care about their art, and ignoring that is not going to get us anywhere. It's if they didn't care about their art, they didn't care about their fic, then they wouldn't care one way or another if we podficked it. Because they just wouldn't care enough, but they do, and it's affecting them, and we can't ignore that side of the equation. Not if we want to interact with greater fandom and be happy. Like, if you want to just do your thing and you don't mind if people ostracize you and just go ahead and do it anyways, that's fine. But you're going to get ostracized and you're going to have people thinking badly of you. And you often get people doing protective measures of like, well, I'm going to lock all my things down. I'm going to block this person from my journal. So I've seen that happen too on things completely unrelated to podfic. Things that are completely normalized now. But when people, like, one of the things Leanne, my roommate, was saying when I was talking to her about this is that when people do really bold actions, like the revolution moves that you're discussing, generally whoever makes those moves, it's social suicide. They get ostracized, they get almost, like, basically kicked out of fandom. And I don't think either of you guys want that. I certainly don't. I care a lot about my reputation. So I don't, whatever. Moving on. And sometimes what the moves that they do will have very immediate negative reactions that might have long-term positive reactions that maybe wouldn't have happened if you do the slow burn, the slow educate people as you go and hope that this information spreads. Sometimes those moves need to be made, but it's never fun for the people making them. If you, and certainly Kara was talking about already feeling burnt out. I don't know if that's what she wants to do. Like, I don't think that's going to help her her mental health. And maybe we might eventually get some good things from it, but sometimes you get the long-term effects that come from it are actually negative. Like I talked about before, when mailing lists used to archive fics, and then suddenly everyone just put, don't archive my fics, my work anymore. I know that when I joined Vidding fandom, clip theft was a big thing. Everyone would have huge disclaimers over their vids and their vid posts going, don't steal clips of my vid, which was kind of ridiculous when you think of like it on a very basic level. Like all you did was take this clip from the TV show, and now like someone who maybe doesn't have the bandwidth, because back then there were still a lot of people on dial-up, someone who didn't have the bandwidth to download entire episodes might try and cobble together a vid off of other people's vids, were now being told explicitly that they couldn't. All because maybe some people would take more than a scene. They would take, like, a series of cuts and insert it into their own. But, like, you know, I don't think vidders had any right to be like, don't touch my video clips. But that was a thing that happened. And I think it's a thing that still is a no-no in the vidding fandom, although I haven't asked lately. Like, I haven't been active in that fandom for a while. Arguments for the other side. Burden of proof on us. Yeah, it is on us. And it's on us because we care the most. And I don't see how that can change. Because we're always going to care more about podfic. And so, if we want to change people's minds, we're going to have to work for it. I don't know. This is probably not the answer you want to hear at all. I'm sorry, guys. Why can't it be a discussion? Authors ignore or don't explain their reasons. Yeah, that's actually something I do agree with a lot, where it sucks if an author just walks away from a conversation. That's really unsatisfying. That's what stuck with me the longest about my situation with London Drowning, is that we didn't have that conversation, and that haunted me. I really do wish that we could have those conversations, and I think maybe giving podfickers the tools and having us feel empowered to push for that conversation might make it happen. I think a lot of us just hear no and they're like, oh, and they never contacted again. I know, again, I talked about Night Tracer doing that repod way earlier, and I don't even know how long I've been talking at this point, but she was ready to just like walk away from it. And she needs to be empowered to have that conversation, to engage. So I don't think it's just authors walking away from the conversation. I think it's podfickers too. One point that I had written from myself, because Kara was like, I don't want to take anyone's rights away, but she wants to acknowledge her rights as well, and or have a respectful conversation about it. But I just kind of feel like people want rights over their works. Even if you're talking very respectfully about it, people want their rights, and any indication that you are maybe affecting their rights, even if you're doing it in a really respectful way, is going to freak people out. I'm not saying we shouldn't freak people out, that it's not something that should be done from time to time,
But, yeah, you just have to brace yourself for people to freak out. And at one point, Alaya had said that for you, for Kara, it's not just about art, it's therapy, and authors are taking that away from you. Another point that's that you guys probably know, but I immediately thought of when that was mentioned, is beyond it being therapy and beyond it being art, this is how podficers participate in the conversation that is fandom. Fandom is one giant conversation of talking to, and it's a conversation on so many levels. It's a conversation with the canon. It's a conversation with different canons. More like, even if you're writing like a Stargate fic, you're still bringing in, you know, bits of Trek. You're still bringing in tropes that came from other canons. You're bringing in, like, you know, if you're a slasher, you're bringing in this conversation of Slash. You're bringing in these conversations with other fans. And there's lots of different ways that people participate in the conversation that is fandom, through fic, through vids, through meta posts, through commenting, through recs, every way. And podfic is the way that most of us primarily participate in that conversation. So when authors say no, they're not only denying us art, they're denying our ability to participate in fandom. So, on your side about that one. And I think that's it. I don't know. I'm just going to edit here because I'm pretty sure I've been talking for, an hour almost. So, I'm interested to hear what you guys have to say. And I'm hoping that I'm just misunderstanding some of the things that you guys were putting across here. And I'm curious to hear what the other people who you sent this to, how they responded. So, yeah. That's me.